In this video, we are going to look into overview of pre-project. So before even the project comes into place, see, there may be a proposal which comes into an organization. So tell me, would all the business opportunity be considered as a project by your organization? No, right? So your organization is going to evaluate and then select the project. So let's say there is an opportunity as a project is being identified by maybe your marketing person or maybe your client is approaching directly. So the business analyst in your organization is going to analyze this proposal. So what he is going to do? He's going to analyze what is the business need, which means what is the problem the organization that is a client is going to address, or what is the opportunity he wants to explore? So this is the business need. And he analyzes the situation in which the business need is. He comes out with options to address this and also evaluates each of these options. So these are documented as business case. So the business case has the business need, the analysis of the situation in which the need is, the options or the alternative solutions, and also the evaluation of these solutions. Right? And he also comes out with the benefits management plan. So what is there in the benefits management plan? Let's see the list of things which he is going to analyze and document it. So he is going to analyze what is the benefit out of this project for his organization. So the benefit can be a tangible benefit or an intangible benefit. And he comes out with the time frame in which the benefit is going to be reaped. Is this project in alignment with his organization's strategy? What are the risk factors? What are the assumptions? Who is going to be benefited out of this project? How is this benefit going to be measured? All these things he is going to document as project benefits management plan. So the business analyst is going to come out with the business case and the benefits management plan, which he is going to submit to his management. His management is going to evaluate the same, and if they see that this project appears to be a profitable one, then the organization is going to select this proposal as a project, or they may reject it. If this has been accepted as a project, then the organization is going to sign an agreement with the client. And from here, there is a legal binding between the client and the organization. Organization is going to take the first step into project. So what is the first step? It is the development of project charter. In the next video, we are going to discuss more details about project charter. If this video has helped you to understand an overview of the pre-project work, do like this video and subscribe to our channel for more knowledge sharing. Thank you.